Welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the best place to come to practice the English language, learn about the British accent and culture, with me, your host, Michael Lavers. Hello, and welcome back to the Level Up English podcast. My name is Michael, and today we are looking at being weird and being unique. Something that I'm very good at is being weird. And my mission for this episode today is to encourage all of you to be weird as well. So we'll be talking about embracing your weirdness. And now this is a topic that I was inspired to create from my recent episode with Richard Simcott. He spoke a little bit about this topic and it got me thinking about it. And I thought we could explore it in more detail today. And the benefits of embracing your weirdness for both the purpose of language learning, but as we always like to do, explore the benefits as well for the rest of your life and how you can live a better life if you do this. Because, you know, we talk a lot about learning English, but why are we learning English? I think a lot of the reason is to improve your life in some way. It might be something simple like getting a new job. It could be making new friends or traveling, whatever it is, but it's all about improving your life, isn't it? So that's, I think, the key theme in these episodes. But remember that if you do want to improve not only your life, but improve your listening skills, your reading skills, speaking skills, and much, much more, you might consider becoming a member at Level Up English. So if you go to my website, there's a link in the podcast description on your app. You can click on Become a Member, or you can go to the website and click on the Members button, which is levelupenglish.school. And yeah, we have lots going on over there all the time. Every single week, there are multiple new lessons. You've got, for these podcasts alone, you've got transcripts, you've got new words from the episode and definitions. There's usually a quiz to help you learn these new words as well. And that's not even to mention group classes, pronunciation lessons, and much more over there too. So if any of that sounds interesting for you, once again, click that link in your podcast app and check it out. See what it's like. And I'd love to meet you there as well. But okay, well, let's get into it then. So to start today's episode, let's talk about this word embrace. I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but let's look at it today. Embrace, one meaning of embrace is like to give someone a really big hug. To embrace is like to wrap your arms around something. So if a little boy hasn't seen his dad for a long time, and his dad finally comes home and he gives him a big embrace, right? So it's to wrap your arms around something and hug really tightly, right? But in a similar way, another meaning of the word embrace is to fully accept something. So if you're accepting it, you're really opening your arms and you're welcoming this new thing into your life. So this meaning is a little bit more metaphorical, not so literal, but it's kind of the same thing if you think about it. You're embracing something, you're accepting something into your life. If you embrace a new idea, you are saying, okay, I believe this idea and it's going to become part of my life. So when I talk today about embracing your weirdness, I'm talking about not being ashamed of who you are. Maybe there's some weird things about you and that's fine. I will also talk about embracing your uniqueness. This is an adjective, unique, which means one of a kind. If something is unique, there is nothing else like it in the world. And every single human is unique in some way. So that's kind of special. No matter how badly you might think of yourself, you are unique and therefore you're special. There's no one else the same as you in the world. And I think we should embrace this trait, this characteristic, because the world would be very boring if everyone was the same. By the way, it just came to my mind. I think it's the same with accent as well. So there's nothing wrong with trying to improve your accent and improve your pronunciation, but trying to copy someone else's accent is something that I advise against. I don't recommend it. Because again, I think it's about embracing who you are, not trying to speak with someone else's voice, right? If you want to hear more about that, I did actually recently record an episode on All Ears English. This is another great English podcast I recommend. I will try to put the link in the podcast description too. You can check it out. I did an episode over there with Aubrey on IELTS Energy TV. And there's a nice video on YouTube as well. But hopefully that could be interesting. So yeah, check it out if you want to. But yeah, back to the topic. So I think having this attitude of embracing your weirdness is a really good one to have, because it can, first of all, make you happy with who you are. And once you're happy with who you are, you can begin to feel more comfortable making mistakes. You don't really mind if you say something that makes you look silly. You know, in my guest episodes, we often talk about embarrassing mistakes that we've made. And if you notice, most of the guests, they kind of talk about it in a kind of fun, silly way. They're not embarrassed about it anymore. And I think it's because those guests have embraced their weirdness and they don't care so much about making mistakes. I mean, of course, we all do to some extent, but it's a journey to overcome that fear, right? So yeah, that's one big benefit, that you won't worry about looking silly. I do think that a lot of good language learners who progress really quickly have mastered this skill of embracing their weirdness, because they just talk and talk and talk. They may make many mistakes. They may sound really weird, and that's fine. You know, maybe they're talking with a really weird accent, a really weird pronunciation, and they do not care. They're just happy to practice, happy to talk. I am also recording this episode for myself, because this is something that I am not very good at. When I speak another language, in my mind, I'm thinking, I have to be perfect. I don't want to make a fool of myself. And it's not really the best attitude to have. I need to change my own mindset as well. But yeah, I think another benefit is it will just encourage you to speak more as well. I think that's a big problem many of us have, is we want to improve our English, but we don't speak enough. And I think obviously one big obstacle is finding someone to talk to. That's a big problem. But another one is just, well, I think many of us could speak more if we wanted to. Many of you might have even been to like the UK before, or America, for example. And maybe you're thinking like you could have spoken more when you were there. So if you really embraced your weirdness, you would be much more willing to speak to other people. So, for example, if you're walking down the street, let's say in England, and you see someone wearing a really nice hat, you could just say, oh, that's a nice hat. Just comment on their hat. And they might think you're a bit of a weirdo. A weirdo is a weird person. They might think you're a bit strange. You're like, why is he talking about my hat? But I think it can be a nice chance to practice your language, just making these comments, interacting with people. And, you know, you might even make a new friend. Maybe they don't think you're weird and they will say, oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Are you traveling here? Where are you from? And then you kind of lead into that conversation. But the opposite of that is, of course, sticking to yourself, not talking to anyone, maybe apart from the people at the restaurant or the hotel, and you really don't get much chance to practice. So this is something that I would also love to be better at. Again, I try to speak to strangers as much as I can and make these small interactions, not just for the purpose of language learning, but the purpose of, you know, having better connections with people and having more fun when I'm out and about. And a really good tip that I heard was just to say one more sentence than you normally would. So if you normally go to the supermarket and you say, you know, hello, thank you, goodbye, and that's it. Just say one more sentence. It could be, oh, good weather today, isn't it? Or, wow, busy in here today, or something really simple. But just challenge yourself to say one more sentence. And even if you're doing it in your native language at home, think of it like practice. Now, you're practicing talking to people now, so that if you do come to England one day, for example, you will be more willing and more prepared to interact with new people. You'll be more confident. So that's a nice kind of motivation, I find, right? But yeah, I mean, even if in that hat example, even if you didn't make a new friend and they did think you were weird, you would not care because you embraced that weirdness. Doesn't that sound like a nice thing? It sounds like a great feeling to not care about that. But I try to think of some examples of embracing weirdness. I couldn't think of many, but one thing I wrote down in my notes here was sharing opinions and preferences that might not be common. Again, this is more of a general thing. It's not about English so much. But I think many of us are afraid to talk about things that we're interested in because others will find it weird. But one comment on that is that, I don't know, personally, I find it really amazing when people have strong interests and passions, regardless of what it is. So that means it doesn't matter what it is. Regardless of, it doesn't matter. So regardless of what it is, I really admire people who like things. Right? It's nice to like things, right? It's good to like things. So, for example, I might see someone who's so passionate about trains. They love trains. They're always thinking about trains. They've got pictures of trains on their wall. For me, it's a bit strange. I don't like trains that much, but I really might admire them for being so open and being so interested in it because why is that? Like, why is it nice to have a hobby? I don't know. But I think you might agree, right? It's nice when people like things. It's not embarrassing to do that. So whatever you're into, just embrace that and really accept it. You know, a big thing that I like is geocaching. I'm planning to make a video on YouTube about it one day because I think it could be a fun video. But essentially, it's like using the GPS on your phone to find hidden containers in the real world. It is a little bit nerdy. It's a little bit weird, I would say. But I really enjoy it. And if someone asks me like what I'm doing looking through this tree, I'll be happy to tell them and explain. And even if they think I'm weird, I'll be quite proud of having that hobby. You know, it's good to have hobbies. But yeah, maybe I could talk about another thing that I thought of related to this topic. And that was the opposite. Because I think I'm a little bit weird in the sense that I don't... That there are things that normal people might like that I dislike. One example, I think, is having a house. You know, it's obviously very normal to eventually buy a house, maybe start a family as well. For me, I've always been a bit uncomfortable with the idea of getting a house. I guess I kind of like the freedom of going from place to place and exploring a little bit more. But I think part of me ignored that feeling because I kind of thought, well, everyone gets a house. It must be the normal thing to do. So therefore, I should do it as well because maybe I have some feelings about it, but I'm sure I'm wrong. Because if 99% of people on the planet think it's a good idea, then probably I'm the one who is wrong. So then recently we bought a house and it was very stressful for me. In fact, I didn't like it and I still don't like it. I'm always thinking about what to do with it and kind of thinking, did I make a mistake in getting the house? It's just not really for me. And I've got friends and other people who might think I'm a little bit weird for having this preference, maybe even a bit privileged. I don't know, because it's not easy to get a house, is it? but I wish I had embraced my weirdness sooner. You know, I wish I had just kind of accepted that in this case, I wasn't what was considered normal, right? And I think that there's one example of how it could lead to a happier life, if that makes sense. So if you do not accept, or if you do not embrace that you are a little bit weird or unique, you may end up doing things just because everyone else does them. And it's not going to be it's not going to be something that makes you happy, right? So I kind of made a promise to myself that from now on, I'm going to try my best to embrace my weirdness and my uniqueness. And if I want to do something, if I think it's a real strong interest for me, I will follow that and do it, no matter how weird it might seem. So maybe this time next year, or in a couple years' time, you might see some examples of that in my life. And, oh, Michael was right. He's a lot more weirder than I thought he was, you know. But yeah, that's your challenge for today. So think about what weird things you like, or what weird things you prefer or dislike that most people would feel differently about. Yeah. Have a think about it, if that makes sense. And also let me know in the comments on this episode, on episode 217. I'd love to hear your weird quirks. This word I'm going to explore more in the private episode this week. This word quirk, Q-U-I-R-K, is like a weird habit or weird part of your personality. You know, we all have our little quirks and weird things that we do. So tell me your weird quirks and preferences in the comments. But yeah, another good quote that I made a note of here was, if you try to be someone you're not, the best case scenario is being the second best at that thing. Right. So in other words, let's say you really admire someone. I'll talk about myself to make it a bit easier to follow. Let's say I admire Joe Rogan. Now, I am a podcaster. Joe Rogan is the most successful podcaster. So let's say that I want to be just like Joe Rogan because I really admire him. I try to copy his setup. I try to copy his interviewing style. I try to do exactly what he does. And maybe I will get some success. Maybe people will listen to me and follow me. But even if I do really, really, really well, the best possible scenario, which means the best outcome, is that I will be the second best in the world. Now, why would I want to be the second best Joe Rogan when I can be the first best Michael? I think that's a more appealing option for me. I want to be the best at being me. I don't want to be the second best at being Joe. Does that make sense? And of course, there's many other benefits of accepting your uniqueness as well. So, for example, let's use that same example. If I try to be like Joe Rogan, I may get some followers, but they're not really following me for me. They don't really like me. They like me pretending to be Joe Rogan, right? So if you can be yourself, you will attract people who actually like you for who you are. And of course, maybe for the younger people listening, this is the best dating advice you can get, right? Because maybe you think being yourself isn't cool, it isn't fun, but it's the only way to really attract a partner in your life who's going to like you for who you are. So I think that's the advice I would give to my kids if I had any. So yeah, remember that quote. I think it's so useful. So I've got a list here of some benefits of embracing your weirdness. A lot of these will be related to language learning too. But let's have a look. So one of them is just self-acceptance. That's an obvious one maybe, but if you embrace your unique qualities, you can accept yourself, you can love yourself even more. This goes back to our previous episode about self-love. And this is good because rather than trying to fit into a mold that, you know, to fit into a mold is like to try again to pretend to be someone you're not, fit into this standard set by society, right? To fit into that mold. So rather than doing that, you can get more self-esteem and more confidence. And of course, confidence is important for language learning. So the more confidence you have, the better English speaker you will be, right? Something that I need a lot more of because I'm really losing my words today. Another benefit of embracing your weirdness is creativity. This is something I always admire in other people. If you look at the most famous and successful artists or musicians or whatever creative aspect of life, I think they're always the weird ones, right? A lot of successful artists are very weird and strange and unusual, and they're not trying to paint art that will be the most successful or the highest value. They're painting art that is important to them, and they don't care what other people think, right? So I think creativity is a really good one. It encourages us to think outside the box. To think outside the box means to approach problems in unique and different ways, to have essentially solve problems more creatively. That's what it means. So you can think outside the box. Obviously, you're going to be useful for your work in life and maybe other aspects as well. A really good one that appeals to me, a good benefit, is authenticity. Authenticity. The adjective would be authentic, right? And this is something that is true, real. It's not fake, in other words. So when you embrace your uniqueness, you're much more likely to be a more authentic person, which means you're more likely to be true to yourself and your values, right? So one big benefit of this is having more genuine relationships. Genuine and authentic. These words are very similar, kind of real, honest, true. You'll have more genuine relationships. It's just like I said before, you can embrace who you are and the people in your life will really like you for who you are. It's more genuine, isn't it? And a good example, again, just to bring it back to me, maybe quite selfishly, when I started the podcast, I was heavily influenced by other podcasters I admired. And when I listen back today to episode 1 and 2, I can hear these other people in my voice. Like the way I was talking, it wasn't copying. You know, I didn't really copy anyone, but it was heavily influenced. So I was kind of trying to talk in the same style as these people. The format of the podcast was a bit similar to them. And it wasn't really one specific person, but it might be like a few different podcasters who I was kind of using to inspire me and influence my own episodes. I don't think there's a problem with that, especially at the beginning, because at the beginning, you need to start somewhere. And I was starting by almost copying other people's styles. It wasn't an exact copy. But if you're one of those people who have listened from episode 1 and gone all the way up to today, I mean, first of all, that is amazing, so thank you. But also, you might notice that I've developed in that time. Maybe you might think I've got a bit more weird as well, a bit more unique. If you do think so, I would take it as a compliment, because I think that means over the years doing this podcast, I have embraced my uniqueness and I've tried to make my own podcasting style where I don't really copy other people anymore. You know, I might see some aspects I like and try to incorporate it a little bit, but I don't really copy anyone, you know, which I think is a good thing in any creative work that we do. Another benefit is inspiration. If you are inspired, that means you have inspiration, which means you get good ideas from someone else, or someone gets good ideas from you. So if you can be a really unique person, you will inspire other people to do the same. All right, so let's say someone wants to quit their job and travel the world. And it's definitely not the normal thing to do. You know, most people do not quit their job and travel the world. But someone really wants to do that. So they do it, they quit, they travel, they have a really fun, amazing life. And they might inspire lots of people, not necessarily to do the same, but they might inspire people to do the equivalent in their life, which is do what they really desire in their hearts. So it's a good opportunity for you to think, what do you want to do? Deep down inside, what do you want to do? Maybe something you've wanted since you were very young, but you've kind of hidden away because you wanted to be normal, or you wanted to be a normal adult, right? So think about what that thing is. Maybe bring it back up and consider how you could do it, because life is really too short not to embrace these weird things that we like, you know? I don't want to tell you just yet because, you know, it may not happen, and I don't want to jinx it. That's another good expression. To jinx something is like to put a curse on something, this kind of magical phrase. So it's like, if I say I'm going to do something, I might jinx it, which means it won't actually happen. It's kind of a superstitious view of looking at things. So I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to tell you what it is, but there's something that I'm planning right now that is something I wanted to do since I was 13 years old. And it's very unusual. And I really hope I can come back to you maybe next year or in a few months' time, and I will be able to tell you that I've done it. But that's a little, not spoiler, that's a hint, right, of what might come in the future. But yeah, you'll have to wait and see. So, yeah, I mean, on that topic of inspiration, again, I imagine there are no inspirational people who got there by copying others. If you think about anyone who is inspirational, think of someone like Steve Jobs, or for some people, it could be Elon Musk, I don't know, or these kind of people. Probably they didn't copy other people. If they did copy, they wouldn't be inspirational people. But I don't know, and maybe you could say different. Maybe Steve Jobs copied a lot of people. I don't know. I've heard rumors, but anyway. The last two benefits I want to mention really quickly. One is opportunities. If you embrace your weirdness, you will have new opportunities in your personal life, your professional life, because you might attract like-minded people. Like-minded people means people who think like you. They are like-minded. It's a compound adjective, like-minded. So you will find people who are like-minded. You will find new paths in life to go down that you wouldn't have found before. So yeah, new opportunities. And the last one is improved social connections. So this kind of relates to all of them, but let's say you're learning English, you embrace your unique aspects of you. You can, again, you can meet, this kind of goes back to the last one, right? You can meet those like-minded people who share your interests, they share your values as well. This can, of course, lead to friendships. You can make friends, you can build a strong community where you live, or maybe abroad while you're traveling, you can make friends easily. And of course, this is beneficial for learning English, just making friends, chatting to people. And you will, again, attract people who like you for you, rather than the person you're pretending to be. But yeah, well, I mean, that's the end of my list anyway, so I think I'll leave that bit there. But the last thing I wrote down here, just to remind myself to say, is just be the best you there is. Right? So I think that's a nice That's not the quote today, but that's my quote. Be the best you there is. It's another way of saying embrace who you are. Right. So if this episode is coming to you at the right time, and it's maybe you've got some ideas from it, let me know. Because I'm talking about it today because it's kind of giving myself some ideas. So I want to know if you're the same. But okay, well, let me just say a thank you to one review on Apple Podcasts. This one is from someone called Hi, with lots of I's, 30. And they said from Saudi Arabia, I've been listening to your podcast for about a month. Thank you so much for this useful podcast. Thank you. I'm glad it's useful and I hope you stick with us. Thank you for listening. The quote today is from Steve Jobs. I had many quotes to choose from, but this was my favorite. And Steve Jobs said, "Your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life." I think that summarizes everything perfectly. In fact, you could just not listen to this episode and just read that quote, and it would be the same. Maybe. Well, thank you for watching or listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a weird, unique, and fun rest of your week. So, thanks again. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye. You have been listening to the Level Up English podcast. If you would like to leave a question to be answered on a future episode, then please go to levelupenglish.school/podcast. That's levelupenglish.school/podcast. And I'll answer your question on a future episode. Thanks for listening.